Hey guys, and welcome to episode 2 of Geeks Corner. First off, I want to start with saying on our first podcast, I realised there after we published it, saying that it was September when in fact it was October. That was a bit of a noob mistake, so hopefully we can get that right in the next time. We've got a few things we want to talk about today. First up, I want to talk about iPoon Store. Now, these guys are a code signing service. And basically what they allow you to do is to install custom apps that are not allowed in the App Store without a jailbreak. Now, the reason we want to bring this up is they've had an update to their app, which brings it to version 3.2.1. And this is a bit of a good update on you. It basically fixes the update issue there was on iOS 8.3 and below, where they couldn't install the application. So that's actually been fixed. But also now on their app, you can actually change your certificate if there's a mistake on that one, and you can actually check for updates all within the settings. Now, if you haven't got those and you do not want a jailbreak but you want the custom apps, I highly recommend you get that. It's just $10 for the year, and then you can install apps such as Moviebox, Kodi, the Goodnight theme, even Flappy Birds and iFile as well. And like I say, you can also install custom apps, so if you've got the IPA of an app that you've created or an open source app and you want to install that, then you can actually do that via their code signing service as well. You can do that from their website, and then you can put that straight on your device. And like I say, for $10, that's actually a bargain. So if you haven't got it already, check that out. It's a really good app. Now, moving on to jailbreaking. There's been a few tweaks that's been released since we've put our first podcast out. And the main one I'm quite excited about is BioProtect. Now, BioProtect is nothing new. It's been out for a while now. And what it allows you to do is protect your apps using the fingerprint reader on your iDevice. Now, since Apple introduced the fingerprint scanner in the iPhone 5S, that's slowly improved, and it's improved with speed on the latest models of the 6S and the 6S Plus. So, I've never actually had this tweak, because up until the new iPhone, I had the iPhone 5, but every time I jailbroke other people who had a 5S or a 6, I always recommend them to get this tweak. So I'll be looking forward to this being updated ever since the jailbreak was announced for iOS 9, and finally it's been available today. Now, it is just $2.99, and for what you get, that privacy that you get is fantastic, especially if you have young children. And you have them on the device just to play games, but you don't have to go on other things, then definitely get that. It protects you as well. And if your phone does get lost, or if somebody, you lend it to a friend who knows your passcode, then you can still protect apps if you've got some nosy friends as well. Now, some other tweaks that are in there is incognito messages. Then you can protect yourself from those who are texting you. So basically, it doesn't send a read receipt until you are typing the message on that one as well. So you can enable or disable the type indicator as well for you. So that's another good tweak that's been released. There's also the no quick actions tweak that's been released, which is version 1.0.1.
This show was made with a trial version of propaganda software. You can remove this message by buying the full version.
So those are a few tweaks on that basis. Now, one that's been out pretty much since the launch of the jailbreak is Breadcrumbs Away. Now, I've seen the videos, I've seen that it's quite handy, but I've never actually tried it. I finally installed it today, and I got to be fair, I used it more than I thought I would anyway. So basically what it does is if you leave, for example, your Twitter app and to go into Safari, if you didn't want to go back into Twitter, until you exit, you've still got that back to Twitter in the top left corner. Well, with Breadcrumbs Away, you can just swipe that away, so you're back in to see your signal strength, etc., your 3G status or your Wi-Fi, and then you're free to continue. Apex 2 is another tweak that's actually been updated as well. That was updated a few days ago. Now, if you haven't seen this, what it allows you to do is to basically hide apps behind other apps, so it tidies up your screen altogether. And what you do is you can slide action to reveal apps behind the app. So for example, if you use Tweetbot, you can hide the official Twitter app behind it. And then if for some reason you need that, you can just go in there. Now, for me, I use TweetLogix. Major downside is you can't send pictures in direct messages. So if I want to do that, then I have to go into the main Twitter app. Now, I don't send pictures in direct messages often, so I hide that straight behind TweetLogix. And then on the odd occasion I do, just swipe up and just click on there and you're in. It's also good if you use different music applications. I use the official music app that comes there. I use MusicBox. I also use Spotify and Pandora as well. So I had those all together on the dock, and you can just slide those up. You can hide up to 4 in total. So it does tidy it up there. So it is, again, a really good tweak. If you haven't got that, check that out. That is, again, just $2.99. And for the convenience and, obviously, the effectiveness and tidiness on your device, I'd say it's definitely worth it. Now, before I go any further, I'd just like to thank our sponsors. This podcast is sponsored by Blueleaf Network Solutions, the ultimate provider in SSD, shared hosting, VPN tunnels, Minecraft hosting, domain registrations, video games, broadband, and more. You can visit Blueleaf Hosting at www.blueleafhosting.com. Thanks, Blueleaf Hosting, for sponsoring this episode of Geeks Corner. Our next tweak, then, is Medusa for iPad. Now, what this does, it is it brings the multitasking feature from the iPad Pro to your iPad that you currently have. And you can basically then enable it, so you can slide over, so like I say, you can multitask, so you can be on Twitter on one, type up an article on another, or just on Facebook, and you can actually get that, and that's actually free. U2++ as well, that's another free tweak. What you can do with that one, it gives you a handful of useful new features, and it includes blocking ads, and also allowing video downloading at any quality available. It also allows you to watch restricted videos. So if it's restricted because of your geolocation, you've got that covered as well. And you can even import those videos to your camera roll or your media library. So if you like to browse music on YouTube, you can actually put that onto your music library as well. So that's another good tweak. And like I say, that's completely free. Our last tweak then at the moment that we'd like to talk about is Reveal NC. Now, since Apple introduced the notification center where you pull it down, some people say it's a little bit boring now. So you can have the Android style, where as you drag your finger down, the NC comes down with it, and not just shoot straight down to the bottom. So that's another little tweak on that one, and again, that is completely free. Now, during this recording process, Pangu has actually released an update to their jailbreak tool, bringing it to version 1.1.0. Now, this tool, again, unfortunately, is just for Windows. So if you are a Mac user, then you're still going to need a virtual machine. But with this update, it actually brings a fix to the success of the jailbreak tool itself. Some people are saying that when they were trying to jailbreak, they were getting all types of errors on that basis. So this actually brings up the success rate on that basis for you. Now, it's also got some other stability and improvements. But if you are already jailbroken, then you do not need to restore your device and jailbreak again. You're good to go. It doesn't actually affect anything on that basis. It just helps those who are struggling to jailbreak.
This show was made with a trial version of Propaganda Software. You can remove this message by buying the full version.
As we've said in the past, when a jailbreak comes out, it does tend to be buggy, and the team generally does issue updates. I believe there was about 6 to the last jailbreak tool. Now, I'm not convinced this will be the last update, but at the moment, this is as good of an update as any. And like I say, if it's increasing the success rate, then we highly recommend that you do so as well. Now, we are looking at doing some giveaways. Quite recently, we've done a giveaway on some iTunes codes. We just posted those out there for anybody to get. And we've also done some Blueleaf hosting giveaways. And also, we've done a ProTube giveaway on our website. All those giveaways have currently ended. So what I'd like to do is to introduce you to the latest offer at the moment. It's not really a giveaway. It's just a discount from our sponsors. And what that does is if you go to their site, which is www.bluehosting.com, and you enter the coupon code GEEK, you get a 15% discount off your purchase. And the prices are extremely reasonable already. So by entering that, you get an even better deal. So check that out. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode and that you'll join again for the next episode. Thanks for listening, guys.